those words that were in their name. Those were their next words. Thank you. Before I say the words to my dad, I want to thank Dave Abel and Dale Cooper. On behalf of the entire family, and especially my dad. Dad, I did what you did for my dad and for our family cannot be overstated. And you will always be grateful to me. You stuck with my dad through everything, and this past several months, you've guided us through these tough times. Thank you so much. And Dale, thank you so much for all you did. I know my dad loves you so much, and thank you for all of your help and support. Okay. Now, for my dad. I wish I could say that I lost my dad yesterday, but the truth is, I lost him a long time ago. For several years, the man I called Dad was unrecognizable to me, a shadow of his former self. That is not the man we are mourning today. That is not the Dad whose life I'm celebrating today and who I will always remember. Dad, I want to remember you for who you truly were, a great dad with a big heart. When I think of you, it's the dad who would dance with me to Ballerina Girls, who would take me and my sister for rides in the convertible. He would along with us to Whitney Houston and Billy Joel. It's the dad who made us feel safe and confident very young. He wanted us to do everything and anything for his daughter. It's the dad who could spend all weekends with girls. At the playground, the library, riding bikes around Toyota, for hours. The dad who was always there for us when we needed him. Dad made us egg salad sandwiches, and tuna on Sundays, pita and pickles. The dad who was generous and loving, and always put his family first. The dad who took me to Bagel Deli in Capitol Hill, all the time to meet my friends before school at the university. The dad who was so much fun and full of life. The dad who I would watch play racquetball at the JCQ. The dad who came to our plays. The dad who loved sports and put up with three girls who just did not. The dad who I loved and admired, who I was lucky to know and blessed to call dad. This is the dad I will remember. The Papa Jack I will tell Jane about. Dad, I love you. And I'm so sorry for what happened to you. And I know every bit. Even in the darkest. Even in your darkest thoughts, your love for me was just as bright as ever. After Nanny passed away, this past month when we were in Sun Valley, I was able to see that dad again. It was lovely. For a short time, we had dad back. We were friends. We were family. We were able to say goodbye. Thank you. I know you left the key. He just walks up to you and you die. That's so bad. Yeah, it's lovely. I'll miss you. It's lovely.